Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All the trigger warnings. Look, if you're cruising around with kids in the car, we're about to talk about dudes that lost a nard. And if you lost a nard, then that would be triggering also with this list.
There you go. That is smart. You're being very thoughtful right now, which I'm really proud of.
I'd like to try to protect the men that only have one nard.
Well, now you got to open the phone lines to ask if anybody does have a nard.
And how did it happen? And how did you lose yours?
I mean,
boy, we are right in demo today. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Oh, that would be painful.
Barbed wire fence.
Well, so I have a ranker list here, right? And it's because we were talking about, like, somehow we found out that Arnold Schwarzenegger only has one testicle in our last Entertainment Buzz.
Which, right? Unhinged.
It was during Unhinged.
Yes.
And I Googled it really quick, and sure enough, because of his excessive steroid use, he lost a testicle. And as soon as I did that, this ranker list popped up, and it's 22 celebrities with one or fewer testes.
Okay.
Now, for the record, a majority of these men lost a testicle due to testicular cancer.
Well, that's not fun.
Well, I know, but we're not going to talk about those. But I would like to use that as a PSA to get your boys cupped, all right?
Yeah, and also, if you're calling right now to tell us that you lost a nard, don't call, because if it was cancer, because that's not fun to talk about. We're looking for stuff that's going to make us cringe.
Yeah. So Lance Armstrong is like one of the top people on this list because I think he's one of the most famous uniballers out there, right?
Uniball.
And his was due to testicular cancer in 96. Then scroll down. The next name. Tupac Shakur.
Is that right?
Yeah, he got shot.
Was rumored to have lost a testicle after being shot in that area in 1994.
No kidding.
Yeah, he almost changed his name to One Pac.
You stupid.
You are banned from ever speaking on the radio again.
Actually, it's Unipoc.
Next on the list, Tom Green. I forgot about him.
That's right. I do remember that.
Uh-huh. He also had testicular cancer, filmed his procedure for an MTV documentary entitled The Tom Green Cancer Special, because he was trying to be like an advocate. Mm-hmm. And as I scroll, there's Arnold Schwarzenegger on the list due to steroid use. Then we go through some military people. Actor Bruce Lee had an undescended testicle. And it caused him to be rejected by the U.S. Army.
So it was up there. It just wouldn't come on down.
Yeah.
A little scared. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It didn't drop. All right. Some more military people. Trey Cool, who is the drummer of Green Day, which was weird because Green Day just popped up on your playlist. Right. He lost a testicle in a biking accident when he was young.
Ow. Dang it.
I'm still stuck on the Army thing. Why would they care how many nuts you have?
There's a medical reason why. I don't know what it is, but yeah, that would be something you get rejected for if you have an undescended testicle.
I
don't know why.
Oh, now I feel bad.
It seems like toxic masculinity. Yeah.
No, that's not why. There's a medical reason why.
You gotta have two nuts to fight for.
That's not what it is, Abigail. There is a medical reason why, and that is not it.
According to my close friend, Dr. Google, and the army.mil website, there's no known cause, but men who have an undescended testicle or a brother or father with the disease may be more at risk for developing testicular cancer.
Oh, no kidding.
Take that with a grain of salt because it was a quick Google search, but that could be why.
All right. And then the last one that's on this list is Brian Foster. He is a mixed martial artist.
You get in the ring.
He was inadvertently struck in the groin and his testicle burst.
Oh,
oh no. Dang.
Dang.
So that was your ranker, 22 celebrities with one testy or fewer.
So you think we're going to get like a review from our consultant today saying, you guys might have been a little off on on that break.
What, women 18 to 54 don't want to hear about one testicled men?
You guys might have missed a demo on that.
All right, Katie, what's going on with the new car? It's an exciting time. What do we got?
It happened.
Because you were at this crossroads. Do I get something practical, save money, or I have some damn fun with my life?
Exactly. And so after my car accident, my insurance gave me a nice little check. And I was like, I have a decision to make. And I wanted to have my mom by my side. Because, of course, I trust her. So I found the car. Okay. The car that I was like, this is going to be my perfect car.
All right. Now, you were going, the pass where Mo was trying to send you was like, get into a car. It's going to make you feel good and motivated mm-hmm. every day, even if you're stretching yourself financially a little bit, where your mindset was sort of like, nah, maybe I'll just get something that gets me from A to B this time. And then when I got more cash, I'll do something a little bit bigger.
Yes. And especially because with my last car, I had it paid off. Like, who wants to have a car no payment all over again? Ew. But I decided, Katie, look, we're going to be 30 soon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we need a car that fits us and who we are, right? Grown woman car, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I found a car.
Okay.
And I told my mom. And then my mom said, Katie, I have a gut feeling. This car is not the car. And I was like, what? She's like, no, Katie, it's not the car. I'm like, it is the car. And I'm going to get this car. And shout out to Kaylee for telling me how to get this car. Because he gave me little steps of how to negotiate the price.
Well,
right?
I would love to know these steps, Kaylee.
Yeah.
For anybody else that might be intimidated going to a car lot and trying to like, get the best deal.
Yes. My stepdad imparted to me a long time ago, may he rest in peace, the way to negotiate with these people. And obviously nothing wrong with these car salesmen because they're just trying to make money too. But used cars, that's the majority of where... dealerships make their money on. It's not new cars. So there's normally a lot more spread when they're selling one of their used cars. And his wisdom was always be ready to walk away. Tell them what you've got and what you're willing to pay. And if they won't do it, then walk away. And I told Katie, I said, you walk out of there after, you know, having that type of stance and chances are they will call you back. And Katie, what happened?
They called me back.
Oh.
So this is exactly what happened with the car that my mom had a gut feeling about that she said she didn't like. We went in there. My mom's like, hey, we need to come down on this, blah, blah, blah. And then we end up leaving with no deal on the table, right?
Hmm?
And they call us back.
Okay.
Like, hey, we can make something work, right?
They push the numbers around.
Yeah. And we can make something work for this car. But by that time... we were already at another dealership.
Now your mind's already in a different car at this point.
And at the dealership we were at, my mother had a great feeling about that car over the first one I wanted. So then I got that car instead.
You did.
So you didn't get your dream car. You went with the backup car.
No.
Oh.
I went with the dream car.
You went up. Come on.
All right, so wait, what was the first, can you tell us what was the first car you were looking at?
Yeah, it was a 2021 Audi A5.
Oh.
That's a nice car.
That's party.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I'm riding around in a 2022 Q5.
Oh.
Audi.
Oh. So, are you and I having a conversation later about a raise? Is that what that is? Is that what we're doing right now?
It's a used car. I was able to.
Okay.
You got your dream car.
I got my dream car.
Good for you, girl.
And now all I want to do is just drive.
Right?
Like, I can sleep in this car, too.
I'm most excited about that because he doesn't have one. So, he can just drive it everywhere.
Good for you.
Exactly.
All right.
So everything worked out.
You're glad you made that decision.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yay, Katie!
Well,
you gonna post a photo of her? Like, take a picture? Have you taken a picture with her yet?
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't posted it yet.
Okay, yeah. We want to see it.
Okay, good for you. I like that. Live a little, man.
Yes.
All right, so you got something going on in your life. You want to share it with the Burt Show. And in this case right here, she was really, really nervous to talk to her husband because they had a plan. Now she wants to go against the plan.
Yeah, Maureen became a mom about a year ago, but motherhood had been much, much harder on her than she ever anticipated. The toll mentally, physically, and emotionally really impacted her. So she's done. She put a lot of thought into it, and for her own mental and physical well-being,
no more babies. The thing is, she and her husband had always talked about having a big family, and she knows he's not going to be happy about the news, especially because it's kind of out of the blue. And that's where we left it. She needed our advice on how to tell him, and she was going to tell him over the weekend.
Who got the update?
I have the update. I went into the weekend planning to have a really difficult but honest conversation with my husband. However, instead of talking to him, I ended up having a conversation with my mom about it, and it didn't go quite as expected. I expected her to comfort and reassure me about my feelings. Well, she surprised me. She told me that I should never say such a thing to my husband and that it was my duty as a wife to give him more children.
What?
Ew.
What?
Ew.
Obviously, this adds a lot more pressure to an already difficult situation. I've been doing a lot of soul searching since then, trying to come to terms with my feelings and figure out exactly why I don't want to have more children. I'm still trying to sort through my thoughts and emotions. I'm hoping if maybe I give myself time, I'll come to terms with having more kids.
That is not what we suggested.
Maureen, no, you're not a broodmare. It's not your job as a wife to pop out babies. You've already sat and thought through your emotions and your feelings, and it's okay if you want to take more time and think maybe you'll revisit and feel differently in the future. But you thought through all that. You came to your decision. Don't let somebody talk you out of it. This is your body. This is, I mean, the impact having a baby has on your body and your mental health and the maternal mortality rates in this country. Like, it is not an easy breezy walk in the park.
I have a question. What is a broodmare?
It's a female horse used for breeding. Specifically
like
for breeding.
You have the stud, and that's like the horse that's got all the good junk, and then you have a broodmare, and she just bursts out all the foals.
I'm assuming that this is fairly common between women, right? When moms tries to guilt their daughter into having more kids, or kids, period, because this is what you're on the earth to do?
No.
No?
Not mine.
Huh. Not mine.
Okay.
I think it depends on the time that your parents come from. So I think, like, you know, if she's talking about her parents who maybe were kids, you know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, I think maybe it was a little bit more of an expectation for women back then. So mm-hmm. I think the thought of having any kind of autonomy over what you want to do in terms of having kids is not, it doesn't register with them because that was never a choice that they think they probably had.
And reminder, Maureen, you're still in the thick of postpartum, right? That conversation, while I understand depending on your relationship with your mom and you want to talk to her mom to mom about something like that, and obviously the outcome was not what you expected her to say. That's, I don't begrudge you for having a conversation like that with your mom. You still need to talk to your husband and make sure you guys are on the same page and he knows how you feel. And that's not you going and being like, I am never having another child, but just explaining to him what you're dealing with right now and how overwhelmed you are. And this is, you know, you obviously you love your child, but this isn't exactly what you expected. And I just really think having this conversation now could save you a lot of hurt later, but you got to be on the same page, man.
Get it? The Burt Show.